Hi, welcome to Intuition Talks podcast. I'm Eloise Ansell. Hi. So one of my friends, kind of colleagues, I was chatting to this week, I was talking about how intuition is reactive. And I thought that was quite an interesting topic to explore for a couple of minutes. In some ways it is, and in some ways it isn't. I think when your intuition is kind of highly evolved and you're listening to it a lot and it's very active, then you don't have to be doing something in order for it to show its face. So like in bed last night, I couldn't get to sleep and I was like, why can't I get to sleep? You know, and I was like, it's got to be some reason. Because normally for me, I know if I'm not dropping off straight to bed, right, straight to sleep when I go to bed, you know, unless I'm actually thinking something through and like being active myself, then there's something catching my attention. So something needs to be done, or I've forgotten to do something, or in this case there was an entity in the room and wanted me to give a message to someone, which I have to remember to do today. I need to do that next on the list. And I was like, as soon as I acknowledged that they were there and I went, come back another time, please don't, you know, I really need to sleep, they went and I just dropped off to sleep and it was fine. So, you know, that isn't a case where I'm lying in bed going, someone talk to me, I'm really bored and lonely, you know. Welcome to Eloise world, by the way. But, you know, I mean, that happens occasionally. It's not a nightly event. So, but I'm not seeking to be a medium. I'm not seeking to get messages from my friends. But yeah, yesterday was one of those days where a couple of times things like that happened. So maybe there was something in the air. I don't know. But most of the time, especially when we're like learning to use the intuition, and I talk a lot about how we need to make space for it and be active with it, that's when it's going to react with us. So, you know, if I'm not taking any action on something and I'm not working towards something and I'm not doing anything, you know, around something, then, you know, there's going to be no energy towards that thing anyway. If I haven't chosen it, if I'm not moving towards it, if I'm not taking any action around something, you know, it's probably not going to budge because I'm not putting any energy into it. I'm not doing anything. So why is my intuition going to join in that conversation? It's not. Whereas, if I'm actively moving towards something and I'm putting energy towards it, I've chosen it, I'm making it happen, then there's more likely an opportunity for my intuition to jump in. You know, if I'm sat down brainstorming around my business and what I could do to support more people and how I could reach more people and things like that, then, you know, if I'm brainstorming with it, making space for that, at some moment, my intuition is going to come in and say, hey, what about this? You know, I'm giving it the space and it's going to react to what I'm doing and it's going to join in on that conversation. And, you know, I can act on it or not act on it. And chances are, if my intuition's come up with it, I should act on it. But, you know, it's it is reacting to what's going on. So she was talking about this in terms of dating. And a hot topic at the moment, because me and Terri-Ann Nikidas are in the middle of just putting the finishing touches to a course that's going on Udemy about attracting relationships. So it was fun that I was having a similar conversation with someone else. And she was saying, you know, like, your intuition in terms of finding a partner is only going to react if you're actively looking for someone and you're kind of like in that space of, she was using the word, yearning for a partner and really kind of living into that and not running away from it. And so, you know, and so that's another example. Like, my intuition, that when I meet someone from a dating perspective, I instantly know if they're an option or not. And sometimes I'm like, oh, maybe I need to explore this a bit, you know, and they're on the, I'm not getting a yes or a no. So I'm like, or maybe, you know, there's, you know, something else that there is a relationship, you know, not romantic particular, but maybe there's a relationship to be had there anyway, or they'll become a really good friend, or they'll have some great business idea for me, or, you know, they're gonna improve my life in some way, shape or form. But you know, it's that activity of meeting someone triggers the intuition. Or if I'm shopping for heads, as I call it, on apps, I don't use what's that one that everyone uses, begins with T. I don't use that one. Can't think of the name of it at the moment. I could tell because I can't even remember the name of it. Tinder, that's it, Tinder. Don't use Tinder very much. I have got the app, but I don't use it. But, you know, on the other ones, when I'm shopping for heads, you know, intuitively, I'm like, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And, you know, I have to kind of follow that. And sometimes I say no to someone and I'm like, and I swipe left. And then I'm like, why did I say no to them? They actually look quite cute and da da da. So I'll like them. The one I use, you can shake your phone and it'll come back again. And then I start reading about them and I'm like, oh, yeah, no, because they don't meet my, you know, not that I have rules, but I have certain things that are kind of non-negotiable. Like, I really wouldn't date a smoker. So if they smoke, I'm not even going to go in and think about going there, you know, because for me, that I don't want to kiss a, you know, a cigarette, you know, bowl, whatever you call them. So, like, there are non-negotiables, and sometimes I'll say no to someone, and I'm like, I'm questioning why, and then you go and look at it, and you're like, oh, they smoke. You know, so my intuition already is picking that up. I don't logically understand why it's saying no to someone, but it's saying no. And it's the same when I meet someone sometimes. The alarm bells just go off, and I'm like, well, on paper, they seem really nice, but the alarm bells are going off, so run away now, you know. I don't know why, but, you know, there's something going on here that needs to be kind of looked at or not looked at. So, you know, you're always going to get feedback. So I absolutely agree with her in some ways, because the intuition is going to react to what you're doing. And that is the best way of utilising it, is making space for it, giving the opportunity to react and join in with what you're doing, and listening to it moment to moment while you're doing things, because it's going to come in with those little insights, those little awarenesses, those little drops of knowledge or suggestions, and that can really elevate whatever you're doing. But if you're not making space for it, it's not going to have that ability to react to what you're doing and joining in. So it's a completely different scenario. Until your intuition is used so many hours, so many days of the week, or it's naturally there day in and day out, you are only going to be actively kind of interacting with it when you're making space for it, or when it's reacting to what you're doing. So it's something to think about and be aware of how it will react to what you're doing and what's going on, you know, whether it's about dating or which way to drive or all kinds of different things it can help and support with. So, you know, and it's fun to have play around this and see what it does want to help you with. So anyway, just a thought there around reactiveness of intuition. If you've got any questions, comments, suggestions, feedback, drop me an email, Eloise@intuitiontalks.com, and I'd love to hear from you. Okay, take care. Have a great day. Bye.